Good evening and welcome to worship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, as we enter into this space tonight, we pray, Lord, that we might sense your presence here among us. As we hear your word, as we pray, as we listen, might we be more and more open to you, God. Might our hearts be turned towards you. Might our worries and our anxieties be stilled. Might we be guided to follow faithfully after you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be at peace in silence as you listen for the Holy One. From 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 24. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in action and truth. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. By this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit he has given us. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. Take the candle from your seat, light it from one of the small candles in front, and then place it in the sand as an act of prayer. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer or anointing for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or at the end of worship. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need, and yet refuses to help. Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit he has given us. From 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 24. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need, and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God. and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit he has given us. Love is something we talk about all the time here at church. How to love, who to love, what to love, why we love. So it's no surprise that John, who's writing a letter to early Christians about what it means to live as a Christian, what it looks like to actually live out your faith every day, spends a good chunk of the letter dealing with love. In the scripture we've been reading, John writes that we are not to love in word or speech, but in action and in truth. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight, not just how we love in action and in truth, but also why that's how we're called to love. John gives us a very clear reason why loving in action and truth is a vital part of our Christian faith. As just two verses prior, he tells us essentially, this is what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. John pulls out all of the stops when defining love. This isn't a happy little story about love. No, John calls to mind the greatest love of them all. The love that Jesus has for all humanity. Love so great that Christ gave up his life for us. So then, why do we love in action and in truth? We love in action and truth not just because it's a nice thing to do, or because we're told to, or because we come to church and that's what people that go to church do. We love in action and truth because we are loved in action and in truth by Jesus. Our call to love, our action of care and love of others, doesn't come from ourselves. It grows out of the love that Christ has for us. Now, this is both really good news and really challenging news. So I'll give you the really good news part of it first. The really good news is that we have been loved in action and in truth by Christ. Jesus actually laid down his life for us so that we might have life. So that we might be forgiven of all the non-loving things that we do all the time. Remember, John is writing this letter to make sure these early Christians know and believe that how they live matters. And he wants them and us today to know and believe that a real Jesus came and lived in a real world and loved us with a real love. And this is great news, because we all need that real love in our lives. Yet there's also a challenge in this message, because if the example of loving and action and truth is Jesus sacrificing his life, well, then we have an awful lot to live up to. Because that also means if we're going to love in action and in truth, we have to be willing to lay down our lives for others, which John tells us clearly in the scripture we're called to do. Now, before any of you think, well, there's no way I could do that, listen to the almost humorous way that John teaches his readers about sacrifice. For after the big example of Jesus sacrificing his life on the cross for us, John writes this. He says, we ought to also lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother and sister in need and yet refuses help? It's almost like John is saying, little children, as he calls them all the time, before you get all bent out of shape thinking about really sacrificing your life for love, remember how last week you saw a guy who needed some new shoes and you couldn't even manage that? Why don't you just start there? Now, I'm not sure if these words are supposed to be funny, like, how do you compare these two things? Or relieving, like, well, maybe this won't be as hard as we think. Or kind of sad, like, well, I guess we can't handle too much. But whatever they are, I do know that maybe it's where we could start. Because you aren't going to give up your life if you can't give up your time or your comfort or even your shoes. Because at its core, laying down your life really means we put aside our own needs and interests and wants in order to love others. There's many ways we can do it. We do it, yes, when we see people lacking material goods and we give what they need. That's loving in action and truth. We also lay down our lives when we set aside our plans and our schedule to be with somebody else. Those times when you had something that you wanted to do or even needed to do, but a friend called and they were in need, and you went to them instead. That's loving in action and in truth. We lay down our lives when we submit ourselves to what might be uncomfortable situations with unpleasant people. That's loving in action and in truth. We lay down our lives anytime we don't put ourselves first, when we're willing to lose something even if we don't gain something that's tangible. That's loving in action and in truth. And we do this all not because we're nice people or because we want to look good or because someone told us to. We do this because this is how we were loved by Jesus. As people who have really been loved in action and in truth, we too are called to love others in action and truth, right here and now. Now there's one more reason that John gives us as why we should be people who love in action and truth. Like much of John's letter, it's a little bit confusing at the onset, so I'm going to read part of what we've been reading tonight in the Message paraphrase of the scripture. It says, starting in verse 18, "My dear children, let's not just talk about love. Let's practice real love. This is the only way we know we're truly living in God's reality. It's also the way to shut down debilitating self-criticism, even when there is something to it. For God is greater than our worried hearts and knows more about us than we do ourselves. And friends, once that's taken care of and we're no longer accusing or condemning ourselves, we're bold and free before God. We're able to stretch our hands out and receive what we asked for, because we're doing what he said, doing what pleases him. Again, this is God's command, to believe in his personally named Son, Jesus Christ. He told us to love each other, in line with the original command. As we keep his commands, we live deeply and surely in him, and he loves us. And this is how we experience his deep and abiding presence in us, by the Spirit he gave us." In other words, when we love in action and truth, it helps us to be confident of our own salvation. It helps us know that Jesus loves us the same way. Loving in action and truth is how we know we're living real faith in the real world. And so when you have those times during the week when you think, do I really have faith? Can I really believe? Does Jesus really love me? You can answer yes. Because you're laying down your life for others to show them love. Remember, John is writing to a people who, not unlike us, face a lot of different pressures and voices trying to tell them how they should live. And so they were no doubt confused and doubting and wondering if this was really the way to go, especially if it meant they were going to change their behavior with no guarantees of anything coming from it. So what John is telling them is, of course you know that your life has been changed by Jesus for the better when you're loving others in action and truth, because this kind of love is made possible by the love that Jesus has for you. So be confident, know that you are loved, and then love others too, so they will know they too are loved by Christ. We talk a lot about love at church. But it's not just because we're trying to be nice people or do nice things or be church-like. It's because we are people who have been deeply loved by Jesus. So as people who've been deeply loved by Christ, we can be assured of our real faith when we lay down our lives for others and love them in action and truth as well. So this week, love somebody not just with your words, but with your actions. Be willing to lay down your life by laying down your possessions, your time, your schedule, your preferences, yourself, to love someone. Because we really are loved in a real world, in our real lives by Jesus. So because of that, let us too love others in the same way.